right now at 7.
So how would you rank San Francisco? We have the not so flattering results of a new voter poll.
Today's weather certainly ranked pretty high on the thermometer, but a higher fire danger looms in the forecast Thursday and Friday. I'm tracking it all in First Alert Weather.
After dealing with scandal after scandal, today San Jose police announced a 7-point plan. Major changes, they say, are coming.
You will not hear excuses for inexcusable conduct. You will see action.
There's no way that we can lose this institution.
Fighting for Laguna Honda, city leaders and patients rallying to keep the troubled hospital open.
I never would have imagined that we would have lost so many people to one single disease.
One-on-one with Santa Clara County's top doctor, what she says we should be thinking when it comes to masks.
Right now at 7 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area. Live look at San Francisco, where a new report card is out on the quality of life in the city. Thank you for joining us. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. KPX5's Max Darrow has the results, and they're not pretty.
76% of San Franciscans surveyed in a Chamber of Commerce poll feel the city is headed in the wrong direction. Here's why and how Mayor London Breed is responding.
The San Francisco Chamber of Commerce City Beat poll did not paint a pretty picture of the city.
I'm not surprised by that.
No, not at all.
Only 20% of the 500 voters surveyed think the city is headed in the right direction. 76% think it's on the wrong track, and 83% say crime has gotten worse.
I don't know. I think a lot of things tend to get sensationalized, but I do agree that, you know, crime can, like, it is, you know, definitely on my mind.
Yeah, we may also think about other options to move to the other cities.
The poll reveals 80% of respondents think San Francisco needs more police officers on the streets in high crime areas, and 81% think there needs to be more caseworkers on the streets.
I love the city. I'll be here, but I can understand, you know, the issues with families and things like that.
The numbers in the chamber's poll about public safety are not a surprise.
Speaking at the chamber's breakfast today, Mayor London Breed said the city is short hundreds of police officers, and public safety is a top priority in her proposed city budget that'll come out in about 2 weeks.
I need your help to advocate for police officers in this budget. Every year when I propose academy classes at the Board of Supervisors, there's a cut. We all have to change that.
I think these polls are more confirmatory than anything. They confirm what we already know.
James Taylor, a professor of politics at USF, doesn't think the poll results will really serve as a wake-up call to elected officials. However,
it would be at their peril to ignore that.
Shireen Khan has lived in the city for several years. She wasn't surprised by the results, but doesn't agree with the picture the survey paints.
I've heard a lot of people say that stuff, but I don't know if it's coming from a place of, again, knowledge, or if it's coming just from a place of wanting a change. I love it here, and I can't imagine going anywhere else anytime soon.
According to the poll, about 46% of the people surveyed said they'll likely move out of San Francisco in the next few years. About a quarter of them said crime was the driving factor. In San Francisco, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
Mayor Breed has also reintroduced legislation that would allow police to monitor live footage from private security cameras during situations that pose an imminent threat to public safety. It would also allow police to collect and review recorded footage from private cameras for investigations into crimes or officer misconduct. Live look towards Solano County, where the fire danger will be ramping up tomorrow.
First Alert meteorologist Paul Hagen is tracking the red flag conditions for us heading in with this heat, Paul.
Yeah, the warm temperatures are going to continue. We'll actually be slightly cooler tomorrow, but the fire danger is going to be even higher. Let's take a look at the red flag warning, which includes Solano County. The worst fire weather conditions are going to shape up over the Central Valley, the lowest humidity and the gustiest winds, but it's certainly going to be dry and breezy in Solano County. It's not like the fire threat is just confined to the borders of Solano County. The North Bay, Inland, and the East Bay, we're going to be facing elevated fire weather conditions as well as drier air makes its way in, even though the temperatures are going to be slightly cooler. The drop in humidity is going to be significant. Temperatures were hot inland today, made it up into the mid-90s in Concord and Santa Rosa, made it to the mid-80s in San Jose. San Francisco climbed into the upper half of the 70s for a little while this afternoon before the onshore breeze strengthened, even made it up into the mid-60s in Half Moon Bay. Temperatures are going to be cooler tomorrow with a stronger onshore breeze kicking in earlier in the day, and then the northerly winds bringing in some cooler air from that direction. take a look at when temperatures are going to warm back up again, coming up with the full forecast.
All right, thanks, Paul. Well, it's already been a busy start to the fire season. CAL FIRE says more than 1,700 fires have been reported across the state, burning more than 7,000 acres. Most have been small, but as we saw from last week's coastal fire in Orange County, even a small fire can create quite a scene.
Let's take a live look at Santa Clara County, where health officer Dr. Sarah Cody has her eye on a different forecast in the wake of the nation's 1 millionth COVID death. As we enter what appears to be a sixth wave, we asked her when, if ever, would we see mandates again?
What I would say is it's like watching the weather report and knowing when you need to, you know, wear extra layers of warmth or extra layers to protect you from the rain. So what we're saying now is the weather is worsening. So now is the time to put those extra layers on.
Now in early 2020, Dr. Cody, if you remember, was the first in the Bay Area and for the nation for that matter to issue a shelter in place order. Shortly after, Santa Clara County recorded some of the first cases of COVID here in the U.S.
Tonight, the fight is intensifying to save San Francisco's Laguna Honda Hospital, even as plans are being drawn up for its closure. The hospital lost critical Medicare and Medicaid funding earlier this year after government health officials say they observed substandard care and safety violations. Laguna Honda has served San Francisco for more than 150 years.
It was because of the care that I received and the rehabilitation to my quality of life that I stand here today without a walker or a wheelchair, independently living in the community and maintaining a life of sobriety.
Right now, the hospital plans to start moving patients to other facilities starting in August.
San Jose police are out with a new plan to restore the public's trust following a string of scandals. But KPIX5's Kit Doe reports the department is stopping short of making specific promises for now.
Five scandals have come to light in the past couple weeks, but San Jose police today said that they cannot guarantee that's the last of them because they say they're human too.
After a series of embarrassing scandals involving SJPD officers, including a DUI crash, a fatal drug overdose, and an officer who touched himself while on duty, it is the million-dollar question.
Why are these incidents happening? Why now? And we're not entirely sure.
There appears to be no common thread between the five officers who have made headlines in recent weeks. Nonetheless, Chief Mata is instituting a 7-point plan that covers everything from background checks to a new app.
You will not hear excuses for inexcusable conduct. You will see action and the same determination this department has always shown to improve itself.
Starting immediately for new recruits, SJPD will interview more secondary references, going deeper into an applicant's past. The department will implement more random drug and alcohol screening. All supervisors will get retrained to better recognize mental health struggles, depression, and substance abuse. They will be rolling out a new app for officers who are not comfortable reaching out for help in person. And there will now be universal department-wide wellness and mental health check-ins.
These are human beings, and they're subject to, as I mentioned, all of the same stresses that anybody in the world is subject to.
And the chief will be pushing for a new law to loosen the rules that would allow him to disclose details about officer misconduct.
And the only change we're proposing here is in cases that are so serious, like the ones we're talking about, where it's very obvious that a termination is going to occur or a termination has in fact occurred, that should be something that the chief can talk about.
San Jose police have hired more than 831 officers in the past 7 years. More than half of the department has less than 5 years' experience. 75% of the department has less than 10 years' experience.
Sadly, these will not be the last officers who do something we would prefer that they hadn't done. As in every profession, there are people who will make mistakes, there are people who will do bad and wrong things. But our goal here is to reduce that, to prevent it wherever possible.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.